our boys, well, for one thing, I can't imagine them not being together. Thought that they might have been separated. It was pretty horrible thought, actually. And we went into the process, we thought we wanted sort of slightly older children, sort of around the age of four, really, is kind of what we were looking at, and that didn't change through the whole process. So I think it's really important that people maybe really, really, really think about whether they might be able to take or might want an older child or siblings. Because it's, I mean, for us, we wanted them to have a sibling bond. It was really important. That was really important to us.
And it meant so much to you.
Yeah.
Your instant turned on madness in your house, I think.
Yes, very much so.
What's it brought to your lives having adopted two boys?
Oh, it's completely changed our lives, but just going from being the two of us and having a sort of fairly quiet, relaxed life to, yeah, it's full on from the minute they wake up in the morning until they go to bed. But it's brilliant. It's just so much more fun. We just always on the go, but it's really exciting and good.
How does it make you feel when you hear this news that not enough siblings are being adopted, not enough children over a certain age?
I think it's really sad, especially when I hear people say, "Oh, you adopted a 4-year-old, but that's really old." And we're like, "No, they're four. Our two boys are little boys who just need parents to love them, and they've got so much going for them. It's such great fun, and just seeing how our boys have come on in the past year is absolutely incredible. So when I hear people say, "Oh, 4-year-olds are too old," or they've got too much baggage, or they won't be able to adapt, it's just complete rubbish. It's absolutely brilliant.